So Mark Fisher embraces the Tea Party label as a key factor that he says distinguishes him from Republican opponent Charlie Baker. But will it help him in the primary? Conventional wisdom holds that primaries bring out the most passionate, polarized voters, but it doesn't quite work that way in Massachusetts. Joining us with more is Steve Cazella, president of the Mass Inc. Polling Group and lead writer of WBUR's Poll Vault blog, a new site dedicated to mining the data from the campaign trail. Hi there, Steve.
Hello.
So let's get right to one of the key characteristics in the Massachusetts primary that you just wrote about, in that it's not closed off to independent or all those unenrolled voters. How does that compare with other states, Steve, and what impact does it actually have here?
Massachusetts is one of the states that allows unenrolled voters to vote in either party primary. And the effect that that has here is that given the small number of Republican voters in Massachusetts, there are actually more unenrolled voters who will show up and vote in the Republican primary than there are Republicans. So the effect that that has is that the Republican primary electorate is considerably more moderate than you might see elsewhere, where, as you said, the party faithful and the more sort of ideologically positioned toward the wings people would be the ones more likely to show up for a primary.
So, as you just said, a Republican then appealing to the Tea Party vote on one hand, or say even on the Democratic side, a Democrat appealing to the strongly progressive wing of that party might not be an effective strategy in Massachusetts?
Well, the Democrats have a bit more control of their own primaries. So about 60%, just over 60% in the typical primary, in the typical Democratic primary will be Democrats. So there, at least you have most of the people voting in the primary that are actually members of that party. But on the Republican side, it would be really hard to make an argument for appealing to the wings as being a effective strategy to win a Republican primary here in Massachusetts.
Well, this time around, though, we're hearing about potentially a very low voter turnout in next Tuesday's primary. Could that mean that really it's the party faithful who are going to show up at the polls, mitigating this independent or unenrolled voter effect we're talking about?
Probably only at the margins. You know, you're not going to see something where suddenly it's going to be 70% or 80% Republicans showing up. There just aren't enough of them. The math just doesn't work. So, you know, you could see some more partisans vote, more registered members of each party vote in the primaries, but it's not going to be enough to, you know, push Mark Fisher over the sort of gaping chasm between him and Charlie Baker that's opened up.
Well, let's talk a little bit more about those registered Republicans. Who are they? Sort of what's their makeup? And who are we likely to see at the polls?
Well, who we'll see at the polls in both parties is a much older electorate than you'll see in the general, much older electorate than you'd see in a presidential election, for instance. You know, there's a reason why there's a lot of campaign events at senior centers and so forth. That's where the reliable voters in this sort of election are.
Let's talk a little bit more about the Republicans, though, because I think in the Poll Vault blog, you wrote that the average age of a Republican primary voter is north of 60 years old, whereas the average age of a Republican in Massachusetts is considerably younger. Than that.
Older men specifically, older male independents, if you really want to get specific about who the average voter in a Republican primary is. You'll also see in the Republican primary that it will be more men than women, which is very different than what you'll see in the Dem primary. You know, there's a very different gender breakdown between the two primaries. So when you talk about who's going to show up for the primaries next week, you really need to specify which one you're talking about, because it is two quite different groups that show up for each one.
So let's talk about the Democrats, because you mentioned that there's a very different sort of gender profile amongst a Democratic primary voters. Tell us more about that.
In the Democratic primary, and really among registered Democrats as a whole, there's far more women. 56% of Democratic primary voters in recent primaries have been women. So basically, if you win by any decent margin among women in the Democratic primary, you win the primary. And right now, Martha Coakley has a 27-point lead in the latest WBUR poll over Steve Grossman among women voters in that primary. It's very hard to see how he's going to surmount that lead. And given the prominent role that women play in the primary, what other strategy there is other than, you know, trying to close that gap?
Well, Steve, while I've got you, let's talk about another issue that you wrote about on the Poll Vault blog, and that is casinos, of course, because in the November general election, there will be a referendum on a casino gambling in Massachusetts. What does your latest polling tell us about current attitudes in Massachusetts about casino gambling?
Well, it's an interesting reversal from earlier this year. You know, there was a period, sort of springish or so, where it looked like we might see a repeal. Since that time, we've seen the anti-repeal forces stabilize the margin, and now it's, depending on which poll you're looking at, 10, 15, 20 points in favor of not passing the repeal. So we asked the exact wording that we're going to see on the ballot. 52% said that they would vote no against the repeal. 37% said yes for the repeal. So a 15-point margin against the repeal right now.
Is it possible that this casino vote could actually bump up the general election turnout?
As far as an issue, this poll shows that it doesn't quite have the salience to draw people out just based on their passion for this issue. So we asked questions that were about the primary, but have some relevance for the general, about what attributes of a candidate matter. And when we asked about which candidate agreed on casinos, agreed with your position on casinos among Democratic primary voters, that was the lowest issue as far as the importance to people in choosing a candidate. The campaign on this specific thing hasn't really begun in earnest yet, so we could see these numbers change. But right now, I'd be surprised if this really had a major effect on turnout in November.
Well, Steve Cazella is the president of the Mass Inc. Polling Group and lead writer of WBUR's Poll Vault blog. There's a link to it at radioboston.org. Steve, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Stay with us. Just ahead, Democratic candidate for Attorney General Maura Healey. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Radio Boston.